last more than a year. It's looking very good right now that the immunity will last more than a year, maybe two, maybe three. And if we have to give a booster, it's because variants are emerging that we want to cover better.
A Harvard immunologist on the Harvard website said current vaccines appear to be effective enough to end the pandemic. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And with the NCAA Men's Division I basketball tournament being moved to a single location, another postseason tournament is following suit. The National Invitation Tournament announced Monday that it will hold the entire event this year in the Dallas-Fort Worth area when it begins later this month. The tournament will also downsize its field, shrinking to 16 teams from the usual 32. The semifinals and championship games have traditionally been held at Madison Square Garden in New York City. First held in 1938, the NIT has become associated as a postseason tournament for teams that didn't make the NCAA field. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover on WGSO will address matters of importance, elderly affairs, and anything that affects our quality of life. We'll show the fallibilities of protective services and the fallacies. Also, wherein the system is so corrupted, witnesses become victims. Where we go one, we go all. Listen up to The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover. Mondays at 8 p.m., the dinner hour. Dinner jackets or straight jackets. God bless America.
When you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
and the whole world smiles with you.
Smiles with you.
And when you're laughing,
when you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing.
When the sun comes shining through,
shining through.
When you're crying,
when you're crying,
you bring on the rain.
Bring on the
stop
rain.
Your sighing,
stop your
sighing. Won't you be happy again?
Happy again.
When you're smiling,
when you're smiling.
Keep on smiling,
keep on smiling,
and the world will smile.
Oh. Anthony knows I like those horns. Of course, you're listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. This is Barbara Hoover with another episode of The Beat Exchange. But I have to tell you, we have to start with a prayer today because I've been on the novena kick. And this one would be St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle, be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. That's an amen. So many people think being spiritual means being positive, but being spiritual means being conscious and aware. To become conscious is a much different thing than to become positive. To become conscious and aware, we must become authentic. And authenticity includes both positive and negative. So you can see that I bring up a lot of stuff on the Beat Exchange, but we have to deal with the negative in order to buy, to not buy, other people are buying justice, but in order to get us to some solution that we can make headway for with all people. And one of the things is organized crime syndicates that target the elderly. It's a whole system in the state of Louisiana that even includes elderly protective services covering up issues that should be reported to the state attorney general's office and the U.S. Attorney's Office. But you see, the budget for elderly services was cut as soon as Governor Edwards came into office in 2016. When I first started the radio show, I wanted to see what were the services that were cut for the elderly, and especially when they found this big surplus, you know, can't they put, you know, reinstitute some of those services? Well, I couldn't get any answers to my questions, and not even to my emails. And so, you know, I was kind of hitting a brick wall, but then I realized, oh, these people must know my name, Barbara Hoover. So I decided that I would let them know that I had a radio show and to tune in on Monday nights at 8 o'clock, because I was going balls to the wall. But I didn't say that to them, you know. I am a Catholic girl, but everybody knows what balls to the wall mean. And so there's a lot of words that I'd like to use on air that could cut through explaining a lot of things, but those words are not allowed on air so far. So one quote that I love, and I love this man, Thomas Sowell, he had mentioned, and if you can just have time to watch the documentary on this man, and also Dr. Ben Carson. They have a lot to say. They have a great perspective on life. So here's one from Thomas Sowell. The American Revolution was more than a rebellion against England. It was a rebellion against the whole idea that some special anointed could tell everybody else what to do. It kind of applies. Well, you do know that today is Open Back America Day. And that's what a lot of patriots are going to start doing. The God only knows what's going to happen with everybody trying to, you know, live their lives and pursue the happiness and to get their businesses open. So, you know, it's kind of crazy when you walk up the street and you see all these buildings, you know, and especially, you know, like the hotels and stuff like that, and there's nobody in them. The furniture's sitting there, you know, it's like, Jesus, God help us, because it looks like an overthrow. But I said that last year, you know, when we started with this coronavirus and wear masks and you know, social distancing. But yet these protesters that were burning down buildings and throwing Molotov cocktails, there was no restrictions for them. So that went into the column of, yep, we're going into an overthrow. So there was something that was brought to my attention by someone in Congress, that AOC, you know, the crazy communist justice Democrat, who has more FEC violations against her, where she should have been thrown out. But, you know, that's the way it goes when you're a friend of other communists and Marxists. So here's what AOC, to show that this was a plandemic with this bioweapon from communist China. It's vital that governors maintain restrictions on businesses until after the November elections, because economic recovery will help Trump be reelected. A few business closures or job losses is a small price to pay to be free from his presidency. And then she's got hashtag keep us closed. Now, isn't that wild? Here's someone collecting their salary while everybody else's businesses are closed, and that people are losing their businesses and their homes. It's like unbelievable. So one of the best quotes ever from Ben Carson, Dr. Ben Carson, who President Trump had chosen to head HUD, which was a great position for him. I didn't think so, but I studied it. And yes, it was, because it had a lot to do with health and housing. So this is what Dr. Ben Carson said. We've been conditioned to think that only politicians can solve our problems. But at some point, maybe we will wake up and recognize that it was the politicians who created our problems. No joke. I mean, where do they get to spend our money, U.S. taxpayer money, with other countries? It's like, the last time that they pushed for the coronavirus disaster relief, $600, Pakistan was getting $35 million for gender studies. Well, who talked to Pakistan? I think that's a cover-up for kickbacks for helping to rig the 2020 election. Ooh, we can't say that? Oh, yes, we can. Because my eyes can't unsee those videos. And so every Secretary of State in the country should be screaming about the election crimes. Every one of them. Not thinking of even buying a Dominion voting machine. But I was in Louisiana, but there was some suspicious activity over a 2019 runoff election. And, you know, at the last minute, New Orleans reports, and all of a sudden John Bel Edwards wins by 90% versus 10% when it was running 56-59% all night for Rispone, a Republican and Trump supporter. Yeah, baby, something was wrong there. No Dominion voting machines for Louisiana, if some of us can help it. But hey, if you want to see a good video, Creedence Clearwater Revival is playing in the background right now. Here's a great one, Born on a Bayou. You got to check that out on YouTube.
Hi, this is Effie Chason with Revolution Realty. I know that buying a home, whether it's your first or fifth time, can be a bit stressful. Let my experience and knowledge make home buying or selling a joyful and memorable experience for years to come. Revolution Realty, now with three locations to serve you, Uptown, Downtown, and Metairie. Go to RealtyRevolutionNola.com or contact us at 504-309-7224. Come on and join the movement.
Gianduca's Italian Market has a delectable eggplant lasagna. Of course, wonderful homemade meatballs. One of the neighborhood favorites is the stuffed artichokes. People come in by the dozens to take them home. And don't forget about his delectable pizzas, loaded with fresh ingredients. Try Chef Troy's homemade bruschettoni on Sundays. That's Gianduca's Italian Market, 405 Williams Boulevard in Rivertown.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Tom Fitzmaurice here with the Edible Dictionary Word of the Day, brought to you by Dornex, just voted one of the Food and Wine Magazine's top 20 regional supermarkets of all time. Today's Edible Dictionary Word is
Lox. Lox comes from the Old German word for salmon. Similar words are found in all other Northern European languages. Strictly speaking, lox is not smoked, but cured salmon. That's certainly true of belly lox. That has given way in delis to Novalox for Nova Scotia, which once dominated the smoked salmon supply in Northeast America. Novalox usually is less salty than belly lox from being cured a shorter time in a milder brine solution. Novalox is first cured and then lightly smoked. Belly lox is cured in salt. Gravlox is cured in sugar and salt, and neither of those are smoked.
The Food Show, right here.
I love this band when it first came out, because that was kind of my top in the 60s. Being that WGSO is in its 75th year, you know, that Bunny Matthews, was an uptown kid that made friends with Papa Stop, and they were doing live broadcasts from a kiddie hop place called Germania Hall. And then when I, and so Bunny had a fantastic record collection, like when I met him when I was in my early 20s, you know, I had an equally fantastic record collection because the Asuntos were in my neighborhood and they owned One Stop Record Shop on Broad, so we can get, you know, the 45s. And, you know, back then they sold 45s in the grocery stores. So if I behaved myself, you know, whichever that is, you know, then I could pick out a record each week if I went to the store, you know. But eventually I learned how to do multiple tasks around the house so I can have more than one record. But then eventually started programming records for the jukebox companies when I was 15. So I started getting all the records that they had. And before I realized it was a business, but having records just like having stock, you know, ownership, because some of those records cost hundreds of dollars at a 45s. And same thing with the LPs. When, you know, so Bunny Matthews and I both had our record collection stolen by the same people. So it's wild. But we'll be getting to that eventually. But I do want to mention that I had purchased a phone for Bunny. So it was a flat screen, so he could use that, you know, to text and stuff like that. And, you know, have friends call him on that phone. And as you know, he, through a medical kidnapping, I'm going to call it that. I don't care what you people think, because that's how it happened the day before I was to bring him to the New Orleans Musicians Clinic. To speak to the social worker and to for her to meet him, see what condition he was in, you know, because this is a man that went through brain cancer, made it through, but other people didn't expect him to, so they started secretly dumping his assets. So when he wanted an accounting, this was in October, because he wanted to stay in his house until he passed, with home health care services, and, you know, they provide hospice at home. But he had said that he didn't want any medicine. They said that his doctor told him that, oh, it came back. He said, I don't feel like it came back, but they keep saying it is. Well, one of the lawyers that's involved behind the scenes, like he was involved with behind the scenes with my mother, you know, which they all, part of this whole game with organized crime syndicates use when they prey upon the elderly, infirmed or disabled people, they say they incapacitated. And when a person wants to live until they die, everything you do with their business and their assets, their money or whatever, belongs under their control and under their possession. And when you become a caregiver or someone with power of attorney, you are supposed to ensure those assets are protected and they are not disappearing to where you tell someone, oh, it's in storage. I mean, my brother used to tell me the same thing. Where's this one? Oh, it's in storage. You just got to look for it. Same thing with Bunny, but Bunny was in a wheelchair, so limited of him going to the storage unit where everything allegedly was. But when we put the insurance on Bunny's car and we wanted to know where the storage unit was so I could start bringing Bunny's music collection or whatever was in storage back to his house. That's when they did the medical kidnapping. What a shame. But anyway, that's what our prayers are for. And, you know, I have Bunny on a prayer line and also a novena to see if we could free Bunny Matthews and get him home to live in his house. Now, about 10 days ago, I sent over to the facility a artist's sketch pad with the proper pencils and the colored pencils and the carbon pencils. And in speaking to Bonnie yesterday, he never received them. He didn't receive the restaurant foods that are sent over there either. So what the hell's going on over there? And why did the son wind up with the phone that was missing when it's my property? Why wasn't I given a call as soon as this kid found out that something happened to the phone? I don't believe it. So this is the games that they play with this man, where he's being unlawfully restrained in a nursing facility that he doesn't have to be in. And he's sitting there in his wheelchair and in bed. He's an artist. He can't music. He was surrounded by music. He's a music journalist. So, and I was transcribing some of his old interviews so he could write more information about the different artists, because his interviews were like sometimes 3-4 hours long on tape. And, you know, where it gets down to like a little you know, what a magazine will have, like maybe a 3 or 4 page story. But there's much more that Bonnie could write about the artist than that, because it is about our culture and heritage. And if anybody knows about that, it would be Bonnie Matthews. So, in case anyone has the ability, I need to help Bonnie get a computer, because he was posting on Facebook every single day till his medical kidnapping. You would think they would bring his computer to him if they were going to throw him in a facility, but no, they want to dehumanize him to the point where he's sitting there with no sketch pad, nothing as an artist, and nothing for music. Cute, huh? Yeah, that's why we said a prayer from the beginning of the show, and I explained to you why we have to have the positive and the negative so we can do something about this. Because when it was arranged by Whitman and Bernard Charbonnet and Desiree Charbonnet to arrange the theft of what was stored in my family's warehouse that I gave up my house to finish building in the 1980s. And anybody that was around the Beat Exchange or around me in the 70s knows what house I'm talking about and what was going on at my house and why we had the basement, because we were running another business down there related to my family's business. So you might have gotten away with the theft, but I'm going to show other things with other people that you have stolen, your pattern of activities. So we'll be back after this break. It's WGSO 990 AM.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Benz Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Benz Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Hi, this is Barbara Hirsch Napolitano. Join Tracy Napolitano and I every Friday from 5 to 6 on WGSO 990 AM for It's Always Better with Bourbon. Need a great bourbon recipe for the weekend? Want to know what the newest best bourbon is? You want to hear what a master distiller does? Those are some of the things we're going to be talking about. So join us every Friday, 5 to 6. We'll see you there.
This is Roland here for TikTok Cafe. TikTok Cafe is located on I-10 Service Road and Causeway, open 24 hours a day, the place to go when most other places are closed. There is poetry on the wall, God is in the workplace, and everyone treated as family. That's my favorite stop for breakfast and lunch. See you at TikTok Cafe.
Louisiana Radio Network. I'm Brooke Thorington. New Orleans Police Superintendent Sean Ferguson said today that Tulane Police Officer Martinius Mitchum was fatally shot on Friday by a man who tried to force his way into a high school basketball playoff game. Ferguson says Mitchum was working as a security guard and tried to escort the gunman out of the building after he hit an employee working at the door.
At which time, Shallowhorn retrieved a weapon from his waistband and fired two shots, one of which striking Officer Mitchum again in the chest.
Legislative leaders say they are putting together a tax reform plan that will be debated during the regular session that begins April 12th. Senate President Paige Cortez says because of the complexity of the current tax structure, they want to bring stability, simplicity, and predictability to the state's tax code.
And it's going to be some of the first initiatives we discuss when we convene on April 12th. And we look forward to the debate, and hopefully we will be successful.
LRN.
And with that, the Tigers are putting another point onto the scoreboard. The runner is coming around, and he's heading to home plate. But wait, he's running. He's running to the newsstand to pick up the latest edition of Tiger Rag Magazine. I've never seen anything like it before.
Tiger Rag Magazine. Tiger Rag Magazine. Tiger Rag Magazine.
Are you looking for the latest in LSU sports news?
Tiger Rag Magazine.
No worries, we've got you covered. Tiger Rag Magazine.
Check this out.
Get Tiger Rag in your rotation. Tiger Rag Magazine.
Tiger Rag.
Find it local newsstands, deliver to your mailbox, or flip the pages on TigerRag.com.
Tiger Rag Magazine covers all things LSU sports.
Wake up with a fresh dish of sports news direct to your email.
Tiger Rag Daily.
We've got all the LSU sports news you need.
Football,
basketball,
baseball,
volleyball, gymnastics, track. We've got it all.
Tiger Rag.
AOS Interior Environments are the largest design assist furniture, fixtures, and equipment contractor in Louisiana and Mississippi. AOS Interior Environments believe they can't succeed if those around them falter. That's why they've partnered with Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a free webcast live from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge, that features New Orleans musicians playing live music to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans that have been impacted by COVID-19. The best part is you can join in the funky fun time by simply going to www.thefunkyuncle.live every Friday night at 7 p.m. Coming to the Funky Uncle Lounge February 26th, Ivan Neville, and March 5th, Tony Hall. For more info on how you can support Fridays from the Funky Uncle, go to thefunkyuncle.live. AOS Interior Environments, where good design is good business. Find them on the web at thinkaos.com.
Over the last 75 years, New Orleans has gone through many changes, and so has WGSO. From our early beginnings in 1946, broadcasting from the Jung Hotel, being home to Papa Stoppa in the 1950s, being a music station, talking biz radio to speakeasy New Orleans style, you, our loyal listeners, have been here every step of the way with WGSO. It's now our 75th anniversary, and we are so proud to have you here with us to celebrate. So we're going to celebrate all year long to show our gratitude to you and make 2021 our most successful year yet. and we will also continue to bring programs that appeal to people of all backgrounds. So from all of us at WGSO, we want to say thank you for making us the community voice of the Crescent City.
Yay. So you're listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. It's Barbara Hoover with an episode of The Beat Exchange. Yep, there's Earl King in the background, Trick Bag. Bonnie and I and Ricky Costrillo were very good friends with Earl King. We used to go around with Earl to different places to have dinner and stuff like that. And, you know. And he was something else. He, in fact, he was writing a book at the time that he passed from a diabetes problem that his lawyers were not taking care of. You don't want me naming you, but I will eventually because I got some phony, baloney business you were involved in as far back as my music club, The Beat Exchange. So, anyway, with Bonnie... I need help getting Bunny a computer because while he's in a facility, he needs something to do. You know, if you can help with that, you can contact me at Barbara at WGSO.com or confidential on my post office box, 71006, New Orleans 70172. And I'll put that on my WGSO webpage. So I need help getting a computer for Bonnie Matthews. And I'm dealing with the Catholic Archdiocese where he is. Repayment for the phone. But I don't know how many games they're going to play with that because one says, oh, he picked it up ages ago. And then the other one says, oh, went through the laundry. But as soon as I said, this went on for 6 weeks, these games with the phone. Nobody knew where the phone was. Then they leaning on Bunny saying, well, you misplaced your phone. Where can it be? The man's in a wheelchair. Where could his phone be? So finally I said, you know what? I'm going to report it stolen. Y'all can tell the stories to the police. Well, oh, no, you don't have to do that. There's a phone in the office. You know, maybe you ought to check there first before you file a police report. So... the administrator, who is, her name is Michelle Matthew for Winhoven, she would never return my call. You see, because I informed her about a medical kidnapping as soon as Bunny hit the place and told her that we had a statement for her to review. And she never arranged a meeting, you know, dodging. Now, they were under a court order to post in their windows of every door of every facility from the churches to the nursing home facilities that are run by the Catholic Archdiocese that they were in receivership facing bankruptcy. But they didn't have that. I pointed that out to Miss Matthew, you know, to get her to deal with me. Not in a mean tone. Say, look, we're not looking to change the contract with y'all just for it to happen at his house because his son blindsided us when he refused to give an accounting that we were expecting to do and to get my artwork out of storage that I own of Bunny's that he came and picked up at the house before we had the war in St. Bernard. With the Stone Pigman Law Firm being behind the game and Desiree Charbonnet and Bernard Charbonnet. And I'll on another show, I'll further it about how they orchestrated this theft. What an 18-wheeler with what was stored in that warehouse of music recordings and bank records and stuff like that. Stealing, racketeering, evidence to racketeering. Yeah. So they could have easily taken that 18-wheeler up Parish Road to Sly Dela get Brian Stoltz all of his guitars, because all they needed was somebody that knew where Brian stored them. Yes, I'm saying that. Because I know Daniel Lanois tried to get me to have Brian sell them to him, but in 1990, and Brian didn't want to do it. So if Lanois coming after my stuff with all the recordings that I have from as far back as before they even had alternative radio stations of all these groups playing different clubs, like the Beat Exchange and the Music Club, we were hooked up with different places in Athens and in Texas. All the way to Florida, we had a tour pattern going. So those are all the tapes from that time. Tapes from up in the West Coast before, in Seattle, before everybody got signed. All those tapes. See, because Daniel Lanois talked to me in 1990. He asked me if I wanted to bootleg them, that I could make a lot of money. No, I'd rather, you know, be paid what I'm due now and just let me cut out. Oh, well, you shouldn't expect the earning power of a man. Well, I'm coming after you nuts now because a letter's going out to a friend of yours. And anyway, in the meantime, I want to be nice, you know, because we did start the show with a prayer. But you see, I'm trying to push the devil down in the hole. But, you know, the warehouse had a music collection from the 1960s. And some of that, Bunny and I would trade off listening to music, which he had a lot of stuff from Bob Marley days when he interviewed Bob Marley. I had a lot of the dance hall jazz stuff that was sort of new to everybody. Tracy Freeman at the time, Harry Connick Jr., producer, was doing a dance hall jazz record, you know, at that in 1990 about. You know, so... No, that was 95, I think. 95, that was the dance hall jazz thing. But anyway, you know, there's a lot of things that Bunny Matthews could write about because he's going to write different things for the Beat Exchange since he was around. You know, he's one of the people involved in the Artist Cooperative. And so I was going to post what he wrote on the WGSO webpage. There's no reason for this man not to be able to live until he dies. But how dark is your heart to throw a man in a nursing facility that has a house that he could live in that's paid for? How dark is your heart? We'll see. The kid was in the facility making a one-sided recording, you know, like Mr. Whitman always does, you know, having people call me up when I was with my mother, say, "Well, why you don't know where your mother is?" My mother'd be sitting right there saying, "I don't want to talk to those bees," because I can't say that word on the air. So I'd say witches, you know. And so I didn't want to answer the phone. I told my mother, I said, "Look, I don't want to deal with these people calling the house. You know, open it, answer phone up, and sit right there in your chair next to the phone. Let them talk on the answer phone of what they want to say," because this was a habit I had, and everybody... You know, when I was at doing carving leather and sculpting leather, that I couldn't leave the table to answer the phone. So I would leave the answer phone on loud when the phone would ring on one ring, and then the person knew to talk to me to tell me what they wanted to do, what time we were meeting or whatever. You see, so I told my mother, do that. Run the answer phone. If you want to talk to the people during your, they know you watch certain shows on TV, then you pick up the phone. If you don't feel like talking, then you don't have to. So in the process, what they were doing was threatening my mother because they knew eventually I'd find out what was really going on, that the Charbonnets with Lena Torres had created bogus documents to funnel assets from my father's estate with Phil Whitman. These were the payoffs that they're using for people to cover up what they were actually doing. Now, if any elderly person goes into the hospital from injuries sustained from acts of violence, how dare you be in the medical profession and you cover it up, especially when you knew I picked out booking photos. And these people are serious thugs. This is not their first time that they pulled this. And this is not the first time the same organized crime syndicate had used these people with the elderly. They are involved in murdering people. Murdering elderly people to get at what they want. And I might name a few. See you after this break.
Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
AOS Interior Environments are the largest design assist furniture, fixtures, and equipment contractor in Louisiana and Mississippi. AOS Interior Environments believe they can't succeed if those around them falter. That's why they've partnered with Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a free webcast live from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge, that features New Orleans musicians playing live music to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans that have been impacted by COVID-19. The best part is you can join in the funky fun time by simply going to www.thefunkyuncle.live every Friday night at 7 p.m. Coming to the Funky Uncle Lounge February 26th, Ivan Neville, and March 5th, Tony Hall. For more info on how you can support Fridays from the Funky Uncle, go to thefunkyuncle.live. AOS Interior Environments, where good design is good business. Find them on the web at thinkaos.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
This is Monique Guild, host of the Monique Guild Method. I will be taking callers Wednesdays at noon on WGSO 990 AM. And I want to help you unblock your business issues, turn around, and develop what's next.
Hi, I'm Clay.
And this is Huck.
Join us for Liberty or Lockdown.
Thursday at 5 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, this is Valerie Armand. Join me for my new show, Mortal Musings, Thursdays at 7 p.m. I will be talking about life, death, and everything in between. Tune in Thursdays at 7 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager, Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Marianne. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Get it down.
to 9, and a few minutes left of the beat exchange. I have a number of things that I wanted to tell you all about, but I went there with Bunny, because Bunny's my good friend. He's my soulmate, actually. And that's why they scrubbed everything that he has written for the past 2 years, because he started writing about times that he had with all kind of people. I was included in that. So I'm Mr. Women. We can't have a disabled person working until they die, huh? It's part of your cancel contract. But that's how they raise money at Winnova. You're in bankruptcy, but you're taking in other people. What the hell is wrong with you people? But that's the way. So you would think that the doctor who convinced Bunny to go into the hospital just to pump up your weight a little bit would be concerned about something other than cold grits and cold sausage. But nah, it wasn't about nutrition. It's about assets. I bet you any money that doctor's got some Empress of Badness series hanging on a wall somewhere, because that's what they usually do. So poverty exists not because we cannot feed the poor, but because we cannot satisfy the rich. So there's 5 counties in Oregon who are trying to become part of the state of Idaho. They voted 75% Trump, and they don't want to put up with the craziness in Oregon with Governor Kate Brown. Now, this has been scrubbed from the internet, but if you can go into the Wayback Machine for the assassination of LaVoy Finicum, he had a, hold on a minute, Anthony left the board. So Finnegan, who was assassinated in cold blood when they were doing a land grab, and you might remember the protests that they had. The protests that they had was in a vacant wildlife reserve. And Mr. Finnegan was on his way to a town hall meeting where he was a guest speaker to let the people in the community know what was going on. In the process, the
a radio station called WGSO.
Yeah. And in the process, they were telling him that to get out the car, and he didn't want to get out the car because, you know, that's how sometimes you get shot. You got a right to stay in a vehicle. But what wound up happening was that they killed the man. And it's right there on camera. They shot him in the back with his hands up. That was the real hands up deal. Now, nothing has ever come of that. But that was the Obama-Biden administration. A lot of things that were going to be changing was going to take place. And in the process, well, we have rigged elections. 2020, rigged election. This will be the third term for Obama and his band of crazy people. And I don't care what y'all think about anything I'm saying about these people, because if you were involved in the 2 stock market crashes that Obama blamed first one on a fat finger, no excuse, and nothing for the second one. A panel economist who were commenting about this said whoever made money during the stock market crash should return it or be prosecuted. But that never happened. You see, because that was the test drive for everything. That was the test drive. See what you would do when your money disappears in the middle of the night. Because that happened to a few people. You know, bank didn't know anything about it. Well, they should know. How did that happen? You see, but that's the games. You see, one thing y'all could look on is the LifeSite News website, LifeSite News. And it's about an effort asking state attorney generals to investigate big tech for deceptive trade practices. That's Google, YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. Now, that's racketeering, you see, but we'll see. So right now, El Chapo stated in court that Comey helped launder the $150 million cartel money for Pelosi. Now, he stated that in open court. $150 million for Pelosi.
Now, reminder, when Obama, president, said he would prosecute bank officials who laundered money for the drug cartels, James Comey was one of those bank officials. Loretta Lynch was the U.S. attorney handling the prosecutions, but there were no prosecutions. No one was arrested. Banks had to just pay billions in penalties, all of which President Obama refused to deposit in the U.S. Treasury. Instead, he and Eric Holder, as U.S. Attorney General, kept the money as a slush fund for the DOJ. That's where they started doing financing Al Sharpton's race rallies, Trayvon Martin hoax, and Michael Brown hoax. That's where they started testing the waters of inciting violence and what everybody would do about it. So that, what do you think happens when Obama and Holder are exposed for framing General Flynn? They start celebrating with Molotov cocktails because they knew that the system wasn't there to stop them. So now I'm going to show you one of the federal prosecutors that need to be watched, Catherine Rummler. She's an Obama White House counsel. They're filling up the DOJ with all these crazy people, or some that never left. She's a known fixer for the Clintons, a lawyer who covered up the Enron crimes, where people went to jail for them framing certain people. Two died in jail, in prison. But that was the game. That was Wiseman that was involved with the Mueller probe. And this lawyer covered up for the Clinton Benghazi crimes. Her name's Catherine Rummler. Fixed Obama's IRS scandal, fixed Obama's Secret Service scandal, and fought for continuation of Obamacare. She worked with Mueller against Trump and advised George Nader, the lead witness, and actively is engaged in committing federal crimes. You see, it's a crime spree. That's why you have Biden rescinding executive orders to where illegal aliens here who are convicted sex offenders don't get deported because he's a pedophile himself. He's an unindicted, incestuous pedophile, just like they want to believe Tara Reid, you ought to believe his own daughter. Nobody gave that woman support once she came forward and admitted what this man was doing to her as a child. But hey, let's get Nancy Pelosi with her strong mental state to not only help rig an election, but to certify a rig election and exclude state legislatures informing the office of the House Speaker that they were reclaiming their votes for Trump. Well, I got to slide over because Mark Levine's coming up in a few minutes. See you same time next week. This is Barbara Hoover with that episode of The Beat Exchange, but I got much, much more to tell you about.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping in